This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It's time to get organized with Dr. Craig and Citizen Action. Working for democracy and taking on economic, racial, and environmental issues across Wisconsin and around the United States, here's Earl Ingram with Dr. Robert Craig.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. It is Wednesday at 9 o'clock, and that means the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
All things considered, I'm fine, Earl. I guess it's, REM, it's the end of the world, we know it, and I feel fine.
You know, Dr. Craig, I'm just a lowly talk show host with no letters behind my name. And I need, to have a dialogue with you this morning because I'm hearing things that don't add up to me. You know, I get it. The Democrats lost. They lost overwhelmingly. And I'm hearing people say, the Democrats, it was the economy, and the Democrats didn't address the economy. And so because of the Democrats not addressing the economy, the state of Wisconsin went almost all red. Here's what I don't understand. Donald Trump is now looking to appoint Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk to create something to slash government spending. Now he's going to do this. And yet the very people who elected him because they said the Democrats didn't address their economic issues and problems, the same Democrats, Dr. Craig, that under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris attempted to address the very issues that they were dealing with, but were blocked by Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin from really implementing what would have addressed some of the pains that they were dealing with. And now I'm hearing people say that the Democrats need to change their focus and be more like Republicans. I don't think so, Dr. Craig. What am I seeing wrong?
Well, you're right about that attribution, because that's just pure bias. It's people like Morning Joe and his crew that are looking for an excuse to move us to some center position, and everything that happens in the world justifies where they want things to go. They're not exactly honest brokers in all of this, and a lot of these commentators aren't. In organizing, we say you should consider someone's self-interest whenever you consider what they say. I'm not sure having credentials after one's name is a qualification anymore, because credentialed people are being blamed for this in many circles. And frankly, Earl, with your working class roots and your connection to the North Side African American community, you have a lot to say about how people are feeling, understanding that Black folks voted overwhelmingly for Kamala Harris, but there was some leakage among Black men.
Right.
You probably know some of those.
Absolutely.
So you have a lot to add, regardless of whether there are any stupid letters after your name or not. But I'll just say this, that first of all, look, it's both true. The Democratic Party has changed dramatically, but it can't overreact to what this is. Craig Gilbert, the excellent reporter from the Journal Sentinel, who's tracked the data for decades, showed this week in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that there was a 1.5-point move to Democrats in 2020 and a 1.5 move back to Republicans. It was not 40% sweep. It was not a Franklin Delano Roosevelt or Lyndon Baines Johnson or Ronald Reagan landslide, okay? Trump's saying that, but let's not overinterpret it. The positive thing I'm going to say about it is that the pandemic really messed up the economy, and it messed up people's mental health, right? And their view of society and their trust in our institutions. And the right had a lot to do with it because it attacked things like public health, encouraging people not to get vaccines and killing them. The research would show Trump's handling of the pandemic cost a couple hundred thousand lives. And that's a relatively modest estimate of the impact. So, but the political science research over 80 years of voting behavior shows quite definitively that voters don't follow policy closely and that they punish indiscriminately. In other words, they react and punish when they don't feel good about the economy, about the direction of things. They throw out the incumbents, period. And they are not, by the way, the idea that there are presidential mandates on issues or election mandates in general has been debunked time after time. But it's a powerful myth in our society that now if I won, everything I ran on and said I was going to do must now be sanctified by the voters. So let's go deport 14 million people. That is, and everything else. Let's get rid of the civil service. Let's fire all the generals that aren't loyal to me. That's the other thing going on right now with a military review board and target the generals we don't think will follow our orders when we order them out in the streets to suppress free speech and free association. That's what we're talking about here. People did not vote for that. But here's the positive context, Earl. In every Western democracy, the incumbents were thrown out. Okay, all of them, even the Tories, the conservatives in England who have held power for a good decade and a half, by overwhelming margins. Do you know what? Kamala Harris and Democrats performed better than any other major Western party in this after COVID situation with the economy. And our economy performed better than all of those other economies. We got because Biden did, it will never get credit for it with the general public. But Biden managed a miraculous landing where there was no recession and inflation is largely under control with some more work to do. But this is much better than Germany, than France, than England, than Japan, and so on. So we have to put it in context. But on the other hand, and this is where Bernie Sanders, which is not uncommon, is the man of great insights here. The Democratic Party, starting in the 80s, did very much move away from fighting for average working people and signed on and pushed through Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, corporate-dominated trade agreements
True.
That gutted the north side of Milwaukee. And now half the population is paycheck to paycheck. And they don't have pensions, they have 401ks, they're not putting True. Enough money into, if any. And so they feel great insecurity. And then you load, and by unions have been cleared out where you had good value-supporting jobs and people with quote unquote, not skills, different skills really, could get good value-supporting jobs. In other words, skills are defined as that the market will pay you for, not what's valuable. Home care workers' skills are indispensable in our society. They're not rewarded by the marketplace. It doesn't make them not skills. Caring is an incredible capacity that people in the caring economy have, but they're, because they're women, they're largely people of color, they're way down on the economic totem pole, have no economic security, and have to take a vow of poverty to do the work they love. And so all of that insecurity added up with COVID to create a throw the bums out, blame them for it, and Kamala Harris was unable to cut through it. She ran a very powerful campaign in a lot of ways. I don't know. There's this idea there's messaging. I'll just close on this. That there's some magic bullet. It's deeper than that. It's about the policy. It's about the economy that Democrats are part of creating and part of not developing the power to change. Okay. So it's deeper than messaging. But a New York Times reporter talked to me in the spring about all the stuff being invested in Milwaukee around climate change because of Biden's historic Inflation Reduction Act and how voters aren't noticing and aren't seeing it. What the reporter wanted to know is, since we're involved in that fight, but also I have expertise and background in communication and rhetoric and messaging, what is the solution? And I told her there is not a simple messaging solution. This is a spiritual crisis in democracy. And in addition, the policies are so complicated now, there's part of the crisis in democracy, that there's no hope voters understand them even if they try, most elected officials don't understand them. And we need to change that too. That's part of the crisis in democracy.
You know, Dr. Craig, Maureen Dowd of the New York Times wrote an article, "Democrats in a Case of Mistaken Identity Politics." And as I was reading that article, I tried to reach out to her because I want to bring her on the air. And so
very eloquent writer. She's sharp, though.
Yeah, yeah. But I wanted to push back on the article and what she was saying because, again, Democrats have taken the brunt of this, as you stated. But what makes them think that the Republicans are going to treat them differently? What makes them? What makes the rural population of this nation believe that they're going to get justice for what is ailing them through a Donald Trump and an administration that is, again, looking to put people, wealthy people like Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, in positions of overseeing where money should be cut out of the budget? I read where Elon Musk said, well, we're going to do some things, and if we find out they're hurting people, people have to let us know. What are you talking about? So this is what people have voted for, and they're going to get it, and they're going to wake up one day, you know, Dr. Craig, and they're going to realize, oh, my Lord.
Maybe. They didn't do that with COVID and that the way it, before our eyes, Donald Trump ran on that and everything else. The presidency that is ranked the worst presidency by far in American history by a consensus of American historians, okay? And that's not a liberal bias, folks. That is, it was a very chaotic and ineffective presidency that was totally all over the map and accomplished very little other than killing people during the COVID pandemic. And the one thing that you could ascribe to it that was valuable, that was the vaccine, was something they threw cold water on for political reasons and never really got into people's arms. That was done by President Biden. So the research shows that people don't vote on policy and they punish indiscriminately. So the Democrats were the incumbent. They do vote on identity. So if we want to talk about rural voters, the working class voters, after the break, it comes down to identity questions.
All right, 855-752-4842. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and just what I need this morning on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. The incomparable Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is here, and I'm always happy to have him here. And before we go to the phone lines, I want to thank my co-host Sandy Williams for doing a phenomenal job, as always, on yesterday in my absence. Let's go to Tom from Richland Center. Thank you very much, Tom. You say what, sir?
Yeah, I just want to mention that some of us on the left have always wanted something called the Green New Deal and Medicare for All. And if you change the name and not get involved in the politics of how that those names were ruined, each of those has a potential to like double the local economies in our rural areas and help the cities almost the same. And that's the kind of thing that we could have been arguing for, but everyone ran away from it because it was, they were turned into swear words. But we could be growing a lot of our energy here. In Wisconsin, we import 20% of our GDP is brought in as energy for fuel or electricity and stuff. And we can make most of that here with biofuels and all this stuff. It's in the rural areas, especially. And you can grow canola and power your tractor and have animal feed as a byproduct. So you're still growing feed for the animals, but you're growing your own fuel. In healthcare, people spend so much money on healthcare or avoid being healthy because they can't afford it. That's $6,000 a year we'd save if we had a Medicare for All situation for insured people would go into the local economy. You'd pay it at the hardware store and the grocery store, make more jobs. So there's real obvious, clear answers, and the politics are preventing people from even talking about it.
Dr. Craig, you want to respond to Tom? I think you're muted, Dr. Craig. Okay, go ahead.
I agree with entirely with the caller. So let me tell you the brief history of how we got here. This whole division where there was a more bolder part of liberalism in the Democratic Party that emerged was 2016 in the Bernie Sanders campaign. I was on the platform committee for Bernie Sanders, and the Hillary Clinton folks froze us out, took none of Bernie's agenda when we were trying to find common ground and meet in the middle or even a third of the way there. And that was part of why she lost to Donald Trump in 2016, getting us into this mess. Joe Biden didn't make the same mistake. He made common ground on domestic issues, tragically not foreign policy, with the Sanders wing. He learned his lesson. And he also thought, given the situation of the country, we needed more New Deal, Great Society level reform. And he embraced it. And what happened is that most of his agenda was not passed because of two members of the U.S. Senate. It passed the House. It got 48 of the 50 votes in the Senate that it needed. It was called Build Back Better. But by the way, our broader movement, the left and the center, did not unify in favor of it and have the push we needed. So this is beyond the leaders. This is us understanding that Build Back Better included paid family medical leave, it paid guaranteed affordable child care, it included the child tax credit, which cut poverty when it was in temporarily, over 45%. These were huge impacts and a much better, bigger climate investment. Now, what came through the Inflation Reduction Act is still historic and the biggest climate investment made by any country. And here's what happened. They abandoned even talking about it. They tried to talk about it as local economic development, not about its bigger consequences, the way Tom just did. And then eventually, the Harris campaign didn't even talk about it. And so that is that's where we are. We need to go back to that. And the people who are saying we need to run to the center, you got to think about causes. The voters were unhappy because of their economic situation. Going to some moderate middle where you don't do very much, that's been the playbook since Bill Clinton. And this is the repercussions of that playbook. So the caller is completely right. And you know what? We can call them something different than the Green New Deal, which Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says the Inflation Reduction Act is a major step towards it, which it is, because it also includes economic equity and racial equity and centers union jobs, does all of those things, but no one knows it. But quite frankly, we need to move in the other direction. That's why Bernie Sanders is very clear on what went wrong with the Democratic Party and its position with the public and what needs to happen. And we need to not listen to the Morning Joes of the world. And everyone else is telling us that we should go back to the old failed playbook.
You know, Dr. Craig, as I stated, I needed to have a fix of Dr. Craig this morning because you expressed it so rightfully, so rightly, because there's so many people, again, who keep saying, not just Morning Joe, but everybody's jumping on that bandwagon now. And so the Democrats have to move more to the right. They've got to move more to the right, more to the right. And again, I just for the life of me don't understand that one iota. The right is going to show people exactly who they are in the coming months. For heaven's sakes, Donald Trump reached out to a guy on Fox News to make him the Secretary of Defense. You know, a guy who has no experience. And then Donald Trump said he looks the part. Well, let's Dr. Craig, help me understand. I don't, you know, any of what's coming down the pike.
He's governing as reality TV, and people think he knows something about something. It's a remarkable thing. When you hear voters say that, don't take it too literally. It means they're not paying much attention to policy how government works, and that's understandable. They have complicated lives, but this idea that the media keeps repeating that it was on policy, which is amazing. But look at the Kristi Noem appointment. I mean, we have the dog assassination person. There's a real pet killing kind of motif here that was unexpected.
All right. 855-752-4842. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on board. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Dr. Craig. First, we need to move people to FDR policies. And if people don't know who FDR is, then shame on the Democratic Party, because of the fact that FDR was elected four different elections, and there was a reason for it. It wasn't left. It wasn't right. It was FDR's New Deal and FDR policies. We also need, as Democrats or as the country, we need a media infrastructure like they now have on civic media. We need to bring back like Air America, because I think that actually helped Barack Obama. And we need to get a social media strategy, because on social media, all these younger kids heard was the economy was horrible. The economy was horrible. Democrats hate rural people, trans things that Kamala Harris never even mentioned once. We need policies that are called pro-life for all Americans. We need to take back the word pro-life and talk about climate and health care in terms of actual life, pro-life for all of us. That's a really, really important thing. But I think also when it comes to the infrastructure for media, we need people like Earl going, like he does, going on the Jeff Santos show. We need Randy Rhodes going on the Tom Hartman show. We need, you know, all of these people need to come together. I don't know why it is that it doesn't happen, but it happens on the right. They actually have people that actually go on their shows and all that stuff. We need immediate infrastructure badly, and rather than running a campaign 2 months before, I think we can dump a bunch of money in and change a whole narrative. We need to do what we're doing, like at Civic Media. We just have to get the word out more about Civic Media around the state of Wisconsin, actually around the nation as well.
Tom, I think it's very well said, man. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
Couldn't agree more. Tom is right down the line. Let me add a couple things to it. First of all, thinking about FDR, caller's right to bring FDR up as an example. And what Joe Biden said when he decided to find common ground with the Sanders wing of the party was, bring me New Deal size solutions. You can look that up in the media. I did an article from These Times magazine where I cited that. Then his staff couldn't believe it. They'd never heard that from him before. But that's the kind of aha moments we need for more people. But as far as the New Deal, if people are really interested in why voters vote as they do, the gold standard work is by two political scientists, Christopher Aiken and Larry Bartles. It's called Democracy for Realists, Princeton University Press. It is readable. Their analysis of the New Deal voting data is the following. It worked because the economy was improving and people therefore gave credit to the incumbent, okay? And so that is, we have to do things that actually work and do quickly. The things we pass now take years to work. That's not good enough. People don't know who did them. The child tax credit, no one knew he did it. There was no check with a signature on it. You know what? There needs to be, actually, unfortunately, but that's less efficient. They need to know who's doing that for them, right? So that's one thing. The second thing is there was never any change in people's understanding of the economy or Keynesian economics, which is you make investments, right? From John Maynard Keynes. There never was. What happened was, since it became habitual because they did it four times, it became part of their identity. And part of our problem is that we've had a lot of people, like in rural areas where we're not organizing, where the other thing has become part of their identity, that their group is the Republicans, regardless. And you defend your group when it's attacked, no matter how crazy the things it does. When someone attacks your family, even if the family member's crazy, you defend that family member. It's like that, okay? It's human nature. The other thing that happened in the New Deal was a lot of organizing. People weren't just listening to radio. They didn't have social media. They only had radio. There was the CIO was this revolution in labor organizing that was bringing all sorts of new people in, and they were organizing politically. African Americans had reached a critical mass because of the Great Migration from the Jim Crow South, and were organizing and were putting pressure on the political system. And so that's the line of work I'm in. The first caller had talked about rural Wisconsin and rural America. We're not there. We're not working with them one-on-one. There is something irreplaceable about the meaning you can make in small groups. That's the muscle of democracy. We used to be a nation of joiners. Robert Putnam has done wonderful research, the Harvard political scientist, that shows a huge decline in social capital, and that is related to people being alienated, isolated, and then being open to and susceptible to the kind of propaganda we hear from Donald Trump and the crypto-fascist Republican Party. And so this is because we are not connected to each other. It's partly our fault. So yes, we need to listen to Civic Media. We need Narrow America. But we also need to join groups working in these communities, like Citizen Action of Wisconsin, the group I lead, and others like that. There's a great Western Wisconsin group called GROW, for example, they do nothing but deep canned discussions at the door with rural voters. That is beginning to cut through. Last caller is totally right, Earl. Too much of the money goes into trying to fix it in the last couple of months by paying a bunch of media consultants, and too little into supporting actual movements that have always been the thing that have changed America, that caused the New Deal, caused the Great Society, caused the Civil Rights Movement, frankly caused the end of slavery and the American Revolution. And that despite what new media can do, it doesn't replace that connection, that social connection, that voluntary and the creativity that comes with people in groups who get to know each other and understand their communities.
All right, let's go to Robert from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Robert. You say what, sir?
Good morning. I think we need to not look to the old playbooks. There's way too much of that going on. The reality is the demographics of the country are changing. If we look at white women, they are getting more degrees, more advanced degrees. In major metros, they're out earning men. And then within 5 years, women, you know, age 25 to 45, like 45 to 50% of them are going to be single. So I really don't know what a child tax credit does for someone like that. It gives me pause. I mean, we have great candidates, people like, you know, Sarah Rodriguez, Sarah Gadlewski, absolutely love them. But I think the problem the Democratic Party needs to solve is how do they get white women to come out and support the Democratic Party? We're seeing under 50% support in national elections. We know white men are gone. They've been gone since Ronald Reagan. And, you know, the size of that population is so much larger than these other groups they spend times on. You know, let's get a little slice of, you know, this group of black men or Latinos, and we lost this. But the mass of the voter base and the numbers are talking about not getting white women, it really gives me pause supporting a woman candidate for governor in Wisconsin or the House or the Senate. If we can't solve the problem, how do we get white women to come out and vote for the Democratic Party?
So, Robert,
what do we need to change to appeal to them?
Robert, hang on, because, man, you really bring up a great topic. And, you know, Dr. Craig, I just assumed that women were going to, especially white women, because of the abortion issue. Did they overplay that? Did the Democrats continue to beat a dead horse? Because I assumed that, you know, women were going to, you know, rally in opposition to, you know, what happened with Roe versus Wade.
I mean, it was close in the seven battleground states. So I think it did help. It just wasn't the one silver bullet. It didn't overcome the rest of it, especially how people feel economically. And it's not just how they feel now. This has been building with the kind of economy we've created. Do you know that up until from the New Deal to the late 1970s, we had the most equal and shared prosperity in the history of the world, actually, where we were sharing the benefits equitably, that people in the bottom and middle income quartiles were doing as well and gaining as much wealth as the top.
Yeah, okay? You're talking about
that
me.
All changed. Democrats were part of rigging the economy. So now we have such an unequal economy that our rich people, our ultra rich, our Elon Musk, are much richer than even the robber barons of the infamous Gilded Age. We've created record economic inequality. So we have plenty of money, plenty of growth. Who gets it has changed. And Democratic Party has been shy, other than the Bernie Sanders wing, in taking that on. There is plenty of money for all of these things. Now, I do want to say the caller said the child tax credit doesn't help everyone. I'll say this. The poorest part of our population is kids.
Children, yes.
Okay, so it has a huge impact. But second, he also had an earned income tax credit, which means single people also would benefit greatly. Almost no one knows that. A much larger, more massive earned income tax credit. So you have to get everyone. I totally agree. And you can't rely on one silver bullet. But they, at this point, when Kamala Harris becomes a very late presidential candidate, they have little option than to do what. There was no way to change and turn around people's view of the economy, no matter how much money was spent. And Kamala Harris and crew badly outspent the Republicans. What it really shows you is the limits of all of that and the importance of organizing and organizing all the time, not just the 2 months before an election. And Earl, you know that well, because the rightful complaint in the black community is people come during the election time.
Absolutely.
They disappear.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Robert, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ. CJ, you're up next.
Well, thank you, Earl and Dr. Craig, for taking my call. Listening to you it's actually pleasant to listen to you, gentlemen, because you're trying to figure it out. But your party has been so trying to change by the election, paying Beyonce. You tried to do it through celebrities. And
you mean like Donald Trump with Hulk Hogan and My Pillow guy and those kind of celebrities? You know, he kind of did a little some of that itself, right? Kid Rock, aren't those guys celebrities? What?
I don't think they had to pay him.
Oh, they paid him.
Beyonce $10 million.
Hey, well, that's what. Okay, go ahead.
Doing it, they're doing it. They proudly raised over $1 billion and ended up $20 million in debt, Earl.
I know. I heard you. I know, but I heard you say that repeatedly, CJ. You need to get some new material. You know, I mean, if you think that's the reason that, you know, the Democrats lost, you're entitled to your opinion, but, you know.
I hope you guys are still powerful influences in that party, because you're going to lose every time.
Well, Dr. Craig, I think you clearly stated it was very close, right?
We've been critics of the party, so I'm not sure. I guess CJ is saying that our approach, if it was ever accepted, will lose as well. Look, both sides do celebrities. It's kind of silly. CJ's, you know, it's only one side that did it. It's absurd. Now, it's true that the more higher-powered celebrities happened to be for Kamala, and it didn't matter. That's a fact. But I don't know. The modern right has very little to teach us, because they're not really about practical results. They're about taking advantage of dysfunction and decline. They want an immigration crisis they can exploit, not one they can fix.
855-752-4842. Guys, hang on. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show with the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show with the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Dr. Craig, you just always make the world seem brighter. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Well, good morning. This has been a great show. And Dr. Craig, you hit the nail on the head. We have to go out and we have to go door to door and we have to talk to these people. Yes, we have made mistakes like everybody else has, but right now people have to take a breath. There's nothing that we can do to change what has occurred. But what we can do is we can live through this. We can show the people what they voted for, because Trump administration is going to make some mistakes, and we can point those out, but we have to work harder to help people achieve greatness. And that's not only through going door to door, but that's for volunteering and just uplifting people and giving them a a vision of what could truly be. Because just by saying I'm going to make America great again is not going to make America great again. It's people helping people achieve their greatness.
Susan, very, very well said, as always. Great words of wisdom and encouragement. Let's go to Jean from Eau Claire. Good morning to you, Jean. You say what?
Outstanding show. I agree with Susan. And I also think that we definitely need messaging. And I don't think we need to move to the middle. Give me a break. I love the young people that are involved now. I think the squad, I love them women. They're fighting for women and people for where they are. And thank you so much, because you know what? I didn't know who was running in my area. And you guys know that I'm paying attention to everything that's going on. But thanks to Citizen Action, and I got a flyer on a young man who's outstanding, didn't know much about him, tried to learn more about him. And I'm in a rural area. People are not getting the information. They cannot help it. And also, everywhere you go, if you go to get your car fixed, they got Fox on. They got all this messaging nonstop for people like the guy that called in before who doesn't give up. And they just, they don't understand why they think the way they do. They can't even verbalize it because the messaging's been blang, 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 blang all the time. And it's like stuck in their brains. And we need to wake people up. I hate that word, but, you know, get them out of
normal. Hey, Jean, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Ann from Chippewa Falls. Good morning to you, Ann. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. I just really am looking forward to hearing your show in a couple of years when CJ comes up and wants to bash the Democrats. We'll see what he has to say about his God, Trump. And I have to comment on what Jean said. She's absolutely right. I live in a rural area, and all these people do is 24/7 listen to Fox News. And they're angry because if you go through any of these rural area towns, they're like ghost towns. It's very, very sad. And I agree, people need to reach out to the rural areas. But I've been fighting for the rural areas. I'm a school teacher. I help, you know, to promote free lunches and all these things that these rural areas get. And now they voted against their worst interest. All of this is going to go away.
Yes.
And it breaks my heart. But they are uninformed because of Fox News. It's been the worst media around the rural areas. And that's all I have to say, but thank you.
And thank you as well. David, quickly.
Thank you, Earl. I would just point out, look at what's going on with the Democrat Seth Moulton. He's a congressman, 6th District in Massachusetts. He's 44 years old. He has 2 daughters. He came out, you know, he's not supportive of having boys or men in women or girls sports. And he got ostracized and he doubled down on it. And he said, look at, make my point. And so what ended up happening is when you disagree with somebody in the Democratic Party, you are ripped to shreds. You have no.
Hey, David, does that happen under Donald Trump? If a Republican disagrees with Donald Trump, doesn't he rip them to shreds? Yes.
He rips everybody to shreds.
Okay.
But the difference is they don't get pushed out. They actually are still, you know, stay in there.
Hey, David, I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, you want to say in closing, sir?
Yeah, and I do think we need the kind of liberalism that tolerates dissent. So I don't disagree, though I think we cannot decide somehow that trans youth are not worth protecting. They're among the most vulnerable and they have massively high suicide rates. I just think that those were a great bank of final callers, and we need to get back in community. And remember, we still have a Democrat governor. We need to start doing the things we're talking about here in this state budget, because that will make a difference for all Democrats.
Dr. Craig, thank you for all the great work you do in Citizen Action. Thank you, Calvin. Up next, Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, Matinere on Air. I'll see you guys on tomorrow. Have a great day.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.